The withering of American aid due to the dismantling of USAID by the Trump administration has understandably become the subject of international headlines, given that the U.S. is the largest bilateral donor in the world. However, the U.S. is not the only powerful country which has decided to cut back on its aid commitment. Many European countries, Australia and Canada, have also decided to prioritize spending on defense rather than increasing their financial commitments to address human development goals. Even prior to the current aid crisis, the means and mechanisms to undertake international development were not without contention. The fact that glaring deprivations remain evident in most poorer countries indicates that the past 80 years of international development efforts have not been encouraging. The reasons for development ineffectiveness are varied. The meager amount of aid allocated to address global challenges and the way this aid has been deployed have both remained problematic. Despite all the economic growth achieved since the end of World War II, the underlying structures of global production remain exploitative. After centuries of colonial subjugation, the continuation of unfair trade practices, as well as the use of aid to secure strategic objectives, have led to the perpetuation of jarring disparities between and within countries. The increasing reliance on lopsided market mechanisms did not create a level playing field for everyone, and instead led to the accumulation of wealth and power in the hands of the few, as well as increasing indebtedness of already resource-constrained nations. Market-based economic policies have led to a ruthless depletion of natural resources and the creation of new problems, such as climate change, which is now poised to worsen existing vulnerabilities. Climate-induced disasters have the potential to increase existing sources of friction between and within nations, due to which climate change has been dubbed a threat multiplier. Despite this recognition, however, we are seeing conventional security concerns superseding the need to contend with climate change or addressing other pressing humanitarian and development needs. Given these perturbing trends, powerful countries, which are trying to boost their national security via renewed rearmament and increased defense spending, may find these efforts to be insufficient in the face of growing insecurity unleashed by their decision to roll back international aid programs. Due to drastic aid cuts, we can expect a shrinkage of bilateral aid and a reduction of multilateral programs by specialized UN agencies, for instance. Funding is also being cut for NGOs, which provide crucial humanitarian aid, in addition to delivering key social services to marginalized segments.